One of the first targets of American airstrikes in Syria was an al-Qaeda unit that U.S. officials have called the Khorasan Group. Even now, there are many questions about the organization, including why the public hadn't heard of it until just before the U.S. launched attacks. Rebels on the ground in Syria say they've never heard of it. Others claim it's just another name for what's known as core al-Qaeda. That's the terrorist group that the Obama administration said was decimated years ago. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston explains how the Khorasan group operates.
For weeks now, the Pentagon has been having to field questions about Khorasan, including whether it even exists.
We've been watching this group for a long time. I can't account for the fact that it wasn't a household name in America or elsewhere around the world.
That's Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby in a press conference this week.
The notion that we would just, you know, make them up or fancify the threat that they posed, you know, to justify military action is just absolutely ridiculous.
In fact, two intelligence officials confirmed to NPR that the U.S. military's Joint Special Operations Command felt that the Khorasan threat was serious enough to put together a target list in June. That list included the group's leaders who were embedded with other Islamist fighters near the Syrian city of Aleppo. The mission didn't get very far because, at the time, the White House wasn't ready to launch strikes in Syria or Iraq. Intelligence officials say that the concern was that the Khorasan group might be able to get hard-to-detect bombs onto airplanes. In response to that threat, the Transportation Safety Administration issued a warning in July for airlines to step up screening. And the Khorasan became a top priority.
The real importance of the Khorasan group is that it challenges the conventional wisdom that al-Qaeda core, the al-Qaeda senior leadership, has been so utterly degraded that they're inconsequential.
Bruce Hoffman is the head of the Security Studies Department at Georgetown University.
Its fundamental objective is a means to project al-Qaeda's core power further afield than South Asia.
Al-Qaeda core, that's the original al-Qaeda based in Pakistan. Khorasan takes its marching orders directly from it, and that makes it different from al-Qaeda affiliates like the ones in Yemen or Somalia. Officials say it's both a consultative body, something known in Arabic as a shura, as well as a forward operating base for al-Qaeda core to launch attacks. Khorasan is thought to be made up of between 40 to 60 key al-Qaeda people, plus another 100 or so drivers, note-takers, and others. Khorasan members are living, one U.S. official said nesting, with al-Qaeda's Syria affiliate, the al-Nusra Front.
It's almost like the Taliban and al-Qaeda before 2001.
Again, Georgetown's Bruce Hoffman.
Al-Qaeda couldn't have existed in Afghanistan without the logistical support and the sanctuary that the Taliban provided them. That's exactly the role that the Nusra Front plays with the Khorasan group.
Officials are getting a better sense of the group's leadership. The man widely reported to be the leader of the group, his name is Mohsin al-Fadli, is actually the group's number three. He's in charge of external operations, launching attacks against the West. Another key figure is thought to be an Egyptian. His name is Mohammed Islambouli. His brother is one of the Egyptian army officers who assassinated Anwar Sadat in 1981. Islambouli has helped plan airplane hijackings in the past. So Khorasan is more sophisticated than a simple al-Qaeda affiliate. And officials and analysts say it's helping core al-Qaeda to rebuild by convincing recruits to defect from other groups and join them instead.
I think al-Qaeda properly sees Syria and Iraq as being the key to this generation of jihadists.
David Gartenstein-Ross studies terrorist radicalization at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
The number of foreign fighters who've been attracted to the battlefield is immense. The Syrian state is not going to be put back together. It's in the heart of the Middle East, and so can be used as a launching pad to destabilize a large number of countries around there.
And breathe fresh life into core al-Qaeda. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.